60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, part of our jobs as entertainment professionals is to try to stay up to date with all the latest slang and lingo that the young people are using these days so that we can connect with our younger listeners.
Dad, you're sounding so hip right now.
Yeah, super hip.
Young kids.
Hip-lit.
Yep.
Very hip-lit.
Hip.
And unfortunately, it's been a little bit of a struggle for some people on this show. Brooke still uses the phrases, eat my shorts. And don't go there, girlfriend.
Hey, listen. Uh-oh. There's a reason Bart Simpson still has a show, okay?
But
it is relevant.
Still trying to stay up to date because in the news today, we found a brand new list of slang terms that you might not be familiar with. And let me see if you're familiar with these. Number four, bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Like, which you is, place a bet?
Which is weird that they're saying this is a new slang because this is slang back when I was a kid.
Yeah, just like
so it's like it all comes back around, yeah.
Guys, I don't know what you're talking about, okay?
Well,
I didn't know it as a kid what slang was, and I don't know today.
It's a response that means you agree with something, so it's like...
Like saying, I bet?
You bet, basically.
Totally.
Like, yeah, like bet. You just say bet.
I'm
like,
super excited to go to this concert.
Bet.
I'll bet, homie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you just drop the I.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Instead of saying I bet, we just... Okay.
No.
I'm with you on that one.
Number three, get a bag. That refers to a bag of money. So if you say you get a bag, you're talking about getting paid or coming into money somehow.
I thought for sure it's because my dog just pooped.
Get
and
a bag.
I pick it up.
Yeah, see? Different words mean different things to
get
different
a bag.
People. Number two, no cap. It's basically the same as saying no lie. Like if you tag at the end of a sentence, you're just confirming that you're being serious.
Dude,
no cap?
That's new to me.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, I've been eating so many burgers at 11 o'clock at night, I'm getting very fat. No cap. And number one, the slang term that you should know, weak.
What?
Okay, that means, like, someone sucks, right?
Well,
like, this is weak.
That would be the old slang definition. Now there's a new definition for weak. If something's really, really funny, somebody might say they're weak.
I'm weak.
Because they've been laughing so hard.
See, that is a confusing one.
Yeah.
Because before it was bad, and now it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You
like,
can
it's
go,
got
like,
me
now
weak.
You're
yeah.
screwing it's actually
with me.
A compliment.
You can go weak, dead, deceased, dying. Like,
there's
that's a whole
sorts,
new,
yeah.
that's a whole new, like, era of funny now.
But,
right.
I guess.
You could just be dying at all times.
And oh, you got me chronic diseased.
No.
That's how weak I am. I'm almost dead. Not dead yet, though. So basically the worst possible thing actually means good.
Yeah,
there you go. See?
I'm extremely ill, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last, and I can't open paper. Still can't open paper.
You're weak.
Got it.
Oh, wait. That's okay.
And it's a Jeffy wild card.
Ooh.
So Jeff gets to pick today.
Oh, man. This question... is about Valentine's Day, and I think it'd be perfect for Jubal, since this is your first Valentine's Day as a married man.
Yeah.
It's actually only my second Valentine's Day that I've actually really celebrated.
So
this will be really useful
I'm very
for you.
Schooled at Valentine's Day now. All right, go ahead, Jeff. I'm putting the shot caller on. Go ahead and ask it. Ask me the question. Just ask.
So if you're still trying to
ask away.
If you're still trying to figure out something fun to do with your significant other for Valentine's Day, you're in luck because. A recent survey asked 10,000 Americans to rank a bunch of different couples' activities on how romantic they are. And from that, they determined the top four most romantic activities that couples can do together. Number four was making a home-cooked meal together.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is eating at a nice restaurant. And number two is holding hands and going for a walk. But what was the number one answer for the most romantic activity a couple can do together?
Wow.
I'll give you the list, each of you, with all the activities written out. Here you go.
What was the last romantic thing you did, Jubal?
I don't know. I'm full of romance, so I'm constantly doing romantic things. What? I'm trying to think of... It's always something... that's more understated than you think.
Right, going for a walk is number two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like
something personal. It's like
the companies
event.
Always try to sell you on Valentine's Day that you have to spend lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently you don't, because going for a walk definitely free.
Yeah.
So, and,
you know?
It's like going with, like, same with, like, laying under the stars.
What about, I mean, it's winter, so I don't know that that would be a good idea for stargazing, but...
You're not as romantic as I am. I'm willing to put on a coat for people that I love.
What about sitting in front of an open fire? Like, cozying up in front of a fire and drinking hot cocoa? No?
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey asked 10,000 Americans to rank a bunch of different couples' activities on how romantic they are, and from that, they determined the top four most romantic activities couples can do together. Number four was making a home-cooked meal together, number three is eating at a nice restaurant, and two is holding hands and going on a walk. What was the number one answer?
Well, the obvious what thing about... we're not talking about is watching a movie together, but is that romantic?
Yeah, like, I don't think so. I mean, it is. It's nice.
It's very nice, but romantic. What about,
I'm gonna go with getting like a couple's massage.
Oh, that's a good one.
People like being massaged.
Yeah, being touched.
I don't necessarily. I don't like it when strangers rub me. Unless it's the right stranger, I guess, but...
So you're going to go with an answer that you don't personally like yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
But normal people might.
All right. A new survey found the most romantic activities couples can do together. And I gave you three out of the top four answers. You had to tell me number one. You guessed a romantic couples massage.
I did. Don't give me eye contact like that. The way you looked at me when you said that was creepy.
Well, turns out Americans think the most romantic thing you can do with your partner is packing up some food and drinks, going to the park, and having a romantic picnic.
Yeah,
is this like less what both people think is romantic, or is it just what women think is romantic? Do you guys like look forward to romantic picnics?
Not at
all.
No, definitely not.
Alone time. That should have been number one.
Yeah.
I got it wrong. And somebody want to hear the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song. So I get shocked. Got the shock collar on. Okay, here we go. And I'm sick, so this would be great.
Perfect.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbent and yellow.
Oh, absorbent and yellow and porous to see. SpongeBob SquarePants. Ow! Oh, man. That helped my voice. Or did something to it. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.